50 years, Jamaica and Japan have enjoyed excellent relations of cooperation and trade. During that time, both countries have forged a strong and enduring friendship that transcends the differences between the two cultures. Theirs is a bond that can be fittingly described through the words of the Jamaican motto, out of many, one people. Counselor of the Embassy of Japan in Jamaica, Hiromoto Oyama, attributes this successful relationship to the friendly and kind nature of the people of both countries. He adds that Japanese people have embraced the Jamaican culture wholeheartedly.
Japanese people like Jamaican culture so much that from time to time they come to Jamaica, take part in the dancehall queen contest and other reggae contests. And I heard that in the past that they have won the championship. So that tells you how much we love culture.
Mr. Oyama notes that Jamaicans are also showing a marked interest in the Japanese culture.
Jamaican people are more beginning to like Japanese pop culture, like Japanese animations, etc. So I'm very happy to see Jamaican people enjoying our culture as well.
Beyond cultural exchanges, however, the government of Japan has played an important role in Jamaica's development. Since establishing diplomatic relations on March 16, 1964, Jamaica and Japan have engaged in numerous areas of cooperation. Through the Embassy of Japan in Jamaica and the Japan International Cooperation Agency, JICA, Jamaica office, the government of Japan provides funding, implements social programs, and delivers technical assistance. Additionally, the Japanese government, through its grant assistance for grassroots human security project, supports critical areas of development. These include education, agriculture, community development, emergency response, and health. The JICA Jamaica office is an incorporated administrative agency that delivers assistance and implements projects. The agency has been operating in Jamaica for the past 26 years. Resident representative for the JICA Jamaica office, Kenji Tobita, explains the mandate of the office.
JICA implements the Japanese government official development assistance. Priority areas of cooperation is mainly two: to overcome the vulnerability as a small island nation. First priority area is disaster preparedness and environment. And the second area is expansion of job opportunities and the human resources development.
Under the Grant Assistance for Grassroots Human Security Project, the Japanese government has provided $730 million or $6.5 million in funding support to 88 projects across Jamaica over the past 20 years. Counselor for the Japanese Embassy in Jamaica, Hiromoto Oyama, says the relationship between Jamaica and Japan remains strong.
Our leaders have a very good, trustworthy relations. The Prime Minister of Jamaica, the Honorable Portia Simpson Miller, visited Japan 3 years ago now. And when our Prime Minister Shinzo Abe visited Trinidad and Tobago in July last year, they again met in there. That they had a very good conversation and discussed the way forward to promote our relations.
Coming out of those talks are the areas of focus that are to guide the program for continued development assistance of the government of Japan to Jamaica for 2015. Resident representative for the JICA Jamaica office, Kenji Tobita, notes that the key areas of cooperation between the two countries for this year will focus on disaster risk management and renewable energy and energy efficiency.
We'll be focusing more on reality of the economy of Jamaica, and if there's anything we could do to assist their efforts to overcome those problems, we'll be happy to, work together with the people and the government of Jamaica.
The support in disaster management is part of over $15 million being provided through the Japan International Cooperation Agency, JICA, to several CARICOM countries to help them cope with the impacts of climate change. These include measures against environmental degradation and initiatives in natural disaster risk reduction, sustainable fisheries, waste management, and sustainable development as it relates to the peculiarities and vulnerabilities of small island developing states.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.